Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey there, welcome to the Seniorology Podcast. I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I am so happy you're here. If you're a high school senior photographer trying to grow your business, then this is the perfect place for you. As a senior photographer with a business that's been up and running for over 12 years, I can confidently say that by having the right tools, the right mindset, and the right education, you can become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Because guess what? If I can do it, so can you. And that's what I'm here to help you do. Today, we're diving into a hot topic: to be trendy or not to be trendy. We'll explore how to incorporate photography trends into your sessions without losing your personal touch. We'll also discuss current trends in photography styles, editing techniques, and props that resonate with today's high school seniors. Trends in senior photography can be both exciting and challenging. On the one hand, staying current with the latest styles and techniques can help you attract clients and stand out in a crowded market. On the other hand, you don't want to lose your unique voice and the personal touch that makes your work special. Let's start by talking about some current trends in senior photography. Okay, so style trends. One trend that's been consistently popular is natural light photography. Seniors and their families often love the soft, flattering look of natural light. Consider scheduling sessions during the golden hour just before sunset for that warm and magical glow. Another trend that we're seeing a lot of are environmental portraits. These photos capture seniors in meaningful locations like their favorite park, a sports field, or even their high school. It adds a personal touch and tells a story about their high school experience. An editorial style portrait is also on the rise. This involves creating images with a fashion or magazine-like feel. It's also about creating artistic, high-end images that make your senior clients feel like models. Now, some of these style trends may fit into your personal photography style already, which is awesome. As I always say, the most important part about growing your photography business is staying true to you and letting your personal style and technique shine for your clients. That is what makes you stand out from the crowd. But of course, there's always going to be that pull to stay relevant and on trend with what everyone else is doing, especially with whatever the clients are requesting. And I don't know about you, but I constantly get Pinterest photos from my clients requesting a very specific look that may or may not be what my personal style is. So how can you incorporate these styles while maintaining your personal touch? It's all about finding a balance. And here are some tips. So first tip is customize for each senior. Every session doesn't have to be copy and paste of the last one. You want them to be unique while staying with your personal style. Instead, you want to tailor your approach to each senior's personality and interests. If you have a senior who really loves the look of natural light, book their session in a great location for light exposure and at the perfect time of day. If you have a senior who wants an editorial fashion style shoot, take them to an urban location and try out some unique posing that will give it that editorial flair, but edit the same way you always do. Use the same lighting you always do so that your personal touch stays true. This will make your work feel more personal, but also custom to your seniors. And it will go a long way in how your clients feel about their time with you. It is 100% possible to tailor sessions to the desires of your clients while still keeping your own flair. You want to make sure that every session is about the senior while also keeping your style intact. So, can you vary it up from time to time and throw in some urban looks when you're normally a field photographer, or maybe you try out some high fashion type posing when normally you may not incorporate that? Absolutely. But at the core, your style of shooting, your style of lighting, your style of editing need to ring true while also making each session unique to the senior. Another thing that will help you in making sure that you're staying true to you, but also customizing each senior session to your seniors, is a pre-session consultation. Something you most likely have heard me talk about before is the value of a pre-session consultation. Having this pre-session consultation is a great way to understand your senior's vision. Ask about their style preferences, what favorite locations they have in mind, any props or outfits that they want to include. By doing this, you can really learn what trends or elements are important to your senior to incorporate, and then allow yourself the time in advance to plan how you want to incorporate those things. Remember, it's all about finding that balance. Your sessions are a combination of your personality, talent, ability, and skill set with your client's personality, interests, and vision. I always tell my senior clients, please do a Pinterest board, because a visual is always the best way to really see what they're trying to tell me they want, right? So, you know, somebody might say, I want a high fashion shoot, but high fashion to them may be different than what high fashion is to me. I want a very natural shoot. That can mean a lot of things, right? So by pairing what they tell you they want in a pre-session consultation with a visual of what they want, you can then take that and create a unique senior session for your client by using your own personality and talent to create the final images. There should be a collaborative element in the way you plan to showcase not only your photography skills, but also what your client is all about. And ultimately, you want to give your client something unique while giving them the same experience and personal touches that you give every senior client. Now, if you need more help marketing to seniors, getting booked for senior sessions, making four figures per senior session, and becoming the go-to senior photographer in your area, the Senior Elegy Semester is a six-month coaching program specifically designed for you. This program includes marketing to seniors and their parents, building website that convert visitors into clients, pricing your work for profit, creating an amazing experience that seniors want to be a part of, and so much more. The Senior Elegy Semester is currently open for enrollment. If you're ready to take the senior side of your business to the next level, book senior clients on repeat and make four figures per session, the Senior Elegy Semester is for you. You can learn more about it by visiting www.seniorelegy.com/semester or clicking on the link in the show notes. Now let's talk about what's trending in editing techniques. Editing can greatly influence the mood and style of your senior portraits. Here's some editing trends to consider. The matte finish is timeless and popular among seniors. It gives photos a soft, dreamy look. But remember, don't overdo it. You want to maintain skin tones and details. Film-inspired editing has made a comeback. It adds nostalgic, timeless quality to photos, which many seniors appreciate. I don't personally use film-inspired editing often in my own photos, but I do love this trend and think it can be beautiful for the right senior-styled shoot. And lastly, I'm seeing a lot of experimenting with color grading to set the mood. Moody, desaturated tones can give photos a unique, edgy feel. this might be a fun option to incorporate for those seniors who are a little more edgy with their style. A great way to incorporate these editing techniques while preserving your personal style, develop your own signature editing presets. This way, you can apply trends in a way that's unique to you, and you have different options ready to go to make your editing process a whole lot quicker. Just remember, one preset isn't going to work on every photo. Different skin tones, hair colors, backgrounds, lightings will require unique presets. If you want to start stacking up on your preset options, make sure that you make a few different options for each style so you don't find yourself starting from scratch when editing client photos. And no matter what editing technique you might want to try out, remember to stay true to why clients are booking you. Maybe you are a very bright, airy editing style photographer. You can incorporate some of these trends in your own way while still keeping that bright and airy style. Now let's talk about props and accessories. Props can add a creative touch to your senior sessions. Here are some trends that we are seeing in this area. Flower crowns are still popular for a boho chic look, or flowers in general. If I had a nickel for every time I was asked about a flower field or flowers or something by a senior, man, I'd have a lot of money right now. Flowers are always popular. They can add a touch of whimsy and romance to your photos. Personally, I think these can be so fun when doing an outdoorsy feminine shoot. And if you can't find a field of flowers, which often is hard where I live, adding flowers, just a bouquet of flowers, can give that same look that your senior may want without having to search high and low for a field of wildflowers. Letter boards are another fun way to incorporate personal messages or graduation year into your shots. They add a playful and sentimental element. One thing that I think would be such a cool, fun idea for a letter board is have the senior's mom or their best friend write a message on a letter board that they don't show the senior until the day of the shoot, until you're ready to use that as a prop. Then capture the genuine reaction to what the letter board says, and you'll have unique photos that that senior and the parent or the best friend will treasure forever. If your senior is into sports, consider incorporating their gear, like a soccer ball or basketball, football, cheer uniform, volleyball net, whatever the case may be, into the session. It can showcase their passions and talents and really be unique to them. When using props, remember that less is often more. Don't let props overpower the image. They should complement and enhance and show off the senior's personality. Now, as we wrap up our discussion on incorporating trends, remember that your personal touch is truly what sets you apart. So don't be afraid to look into these trends, try them out, but try them out in a way that you stay true to your personal style. Stay informed about industry trends, but adapt them in a way that aligns with your style and vision. The best way that you can try out any trend that you're considering incorporating into your senior photos is with maybe a member of your model team, because that way you can create a shoot specifically for trying out a trend as opposed to trying it out on a paying client who may or may not like it. Another way is to invest in education or attend a shootout or a workshop where you can try out these trends and enhance your skills. The better you are, the more confidently you can incorporate a trend into your work. Now it's time to turn the focus on you. Are you incorporating trends into your own photography sessions? If not, try incorporating one of these ideas we talked about today and see how it goes. You might just find your next favorite photography trend right around the corner. But before we go, I do want to remind you, being too trendy may play itself out quicker than sticking to your personal style. So while you can try a trend here and there and make sure you're adapting to a senior's vision, you always want to be true to yourself and create those timeless images that both seniors and parents love. And that's a wrap for today's episode of the Seniorology Podcast. I hope you've gained some valuable insights on how to balance trends with your personal touch in high school senior photography. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a single episode, and please share it with your photographer friends too. Thank you so much for listening. If you're looking to connect and market to seniors in your area more effectively, or you want advice on breaking out as an educator in the photography world, I would love to hear from you and help you in any way I can. If you have questions, you can DM me on Instagram or email me at info@seniorology.com. And if you like this episode, please let me know. I love hearing from my listeners and would love to hear from you too. You can leave a review or email me directly and let me know what other topics you would like to hear on the podcast. I'll see you next week with an all-new episode. Thanks, guys. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.